In Jesus' name, Lord, help us to place all our confidence in you. Lord, help us truly to, again, not be indifferent, God, not wavering. Lord, again, soothe us with the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, thank you again that you care for us. You know the hair on our head. You know our thought afar off. You know our downsetting. You know our uprising, Lord God. And Jesus, in that, let us take all comfort that, praise the Lord, we are your workmanship. And thank you, Lord, that it's your word that's going to work today again. Because it's your word that works effectually in them that believe. Lord, I do ask you, help our unbelief this morning. Any of us this day, anything that we're indifferent to, Lord God, anything that we might even be otherwise minded in, Lord Jesus, let us have a heart that's open to you. If I be otherwise minded, Lord, make it known unto me. Let me see the truth this morning. Let me rejoice in the truth this morning. Let the truth, which is the power of it all, encourage my heart. And in that power, it's because of the great love wherewith we're loved. Lord, may we know more of that love as we go from this place today. Encourage us in it. Lord, the word of your grace is going to build us up and give us that inheritance. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going to Joshua today in the 24th chapter. And then we'll also be swinging over to 1 Corinthians 1. So Joshua 24, 1 Corinthians 1. And then we'll begin in Joshua 24, verse 13. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. Of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not, do ye eat. Sounds like all grace, just like it is for us. Amen. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. And that's where the Lord has my heart dwelling this morning, is choose ye this day. And I have been thinking so much about choices. And brothers and sisters, it is very inevitable that we have choices to make every day. And as the Word of God tells us so sweetly here, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. And I don't need to surprise you with this one, but we all need to understand, even though that we are faced with millions and millions of choices or decisions throughout our lives, there is really but one choice to make for every single decision. One choice. And that choice is God's choice. And I thank the Lord so sweetly, brothers and sisters, that right here in this precious word of God lies God's choice. It'll never vary from that. It'll never stray from that. It will always be the word of God that is God's choice. And I believe as we begin today, maybe no better magnified in a sense of God's choice than in the life of Abraham. I love how God called him out of that idol shop. I thank God how sweetly it was by faith that Abram went. And I thank God that even at the very beginning of Abram's calling, that Abraham didn't ask God, well, where am I going? He didn't ask God, well, which decision should I make? No, he just went with God, not knowing where he was going, but he knew one thing, he was going with God. Amen? He was going in the word that he heard. He was going in the voice of the Lord. Amen? Is that not the same way we go, as in the voice of the Lord? This is the voice of the Lord. As God said to those disciples, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." Hear him. Tune our ear, dear Lord, to the word. I think it even got a little bit sharper about the choice and the only choice that could be made. When Abraham stood there and he knew that he and Lot had to go separate ways. The land could not support all of the abundance that was given to them. And there Abram knew that there was a choice to be made. Was it going to be the well-watered plain of Jordan, or was it going to be Canaan? And thanks be to God that the very first thing that Abram did was he went to the altar and he prayed. He wanted to hear God. And oh, did he hear God. And oh, how God had moved him. Because he wanted God to choose. He wanted God's choice for his life. And looking to God and knowing what God had encouraged him, he turned to Lot to tell Lot to choose. Now, lots of people would say, why would Abraham turn to Lot to choose? Because God showed Abram that God choice would not be in Lot's decision. Amen. Abram knew that the choice that Lot would make would be Lot's own choice and not God's choice. And God encouraged Abraham's heart that the Lord would take care of him. How awesome. How wonderful. How absolutely beautiful that again Abram turned his ear to God. And then I want you to think about what God's choice was for Abraham. It was Canaan. Because Lot chose with his eyes, and he chose the well-watered plain of Jordan. He did not care that that looked right into Sodom and Gomorrah. He did not care that his sights would be on the world, because all that Lot was concerned with was what his eyes perceived as a good choice to make. But there was Abram, believing God, and God's choice for Abram was Canaan. And I want us to understand, it's just like every choice that we will ever face in our lives, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you one thing, it will always be that same decision if it's God's decision. It'll always be Canaan. It'll always be Canaan. Why will it always be Canaan? Because Canaan is the land of promise. Canaan, praise God, are the riches of God that are only possessed by faith. Stay with me on this for a minute. It only gets better. Now, we know of Canaan in the Word of God that it tells us, oh yes, it's the promised land. It is the land that flows with milk and honey. But I want to tell you a little bit about what that land or that choice of God is. And really what that choice means. I'm talking about what that land is and what that honey is all about. The word Canaan means humility. Did you hear that? It's humbleness. There's a humility that only can be found in Canaan. It is the place, praise God, to be humbled. And it even gets better. The land of Canaan was also known as the land of purple. The land of purple. Now, I'll tell you what. I just step back and I say, wow, well, how wonderful it is that God's choice, as always, means that self must go. This mind cannot be in those decisions. It has to be, let his mind be in us. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. It's that mind. That's the mind that must reign. That's the humility, brothers and sisters, that truly, by the grace of God, must grip us to understand that, Lord, you are strong. You must increase, and I must decrease. That, Lord, you are the infinite God. You are the one that knoweth the way that I take. You are the one that has aligned my life with the before-ordained good works that I should walk therein. It's not of man to devise his ways. We know that that's a way of death. But praise God, his way is always to more abundant life. More abundance in the life that is everlasting. Praise be to God. But I also want you to think of this as well too. In that Canaan, the land of purple. Oh, we rejoice and say, oh my goodness, that's right. That's that reigning color. That's that royalty color. Well, sure it is, brothers and sisters. But remember, the purple reigning doesn't come without the purple bruises. You ever thought of that? That's the reigning. And the Word of God tells us so. That's not just something to be cute about. If you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. Amen. So what is God's decision for us always? Well, sure it is. We know it's the way that He wants me to take, and the way, praise God, that's there. It's the way of humbleness. It's the way of humility. And yes, it's the way of suffering. It will be that way. But oh, what a joyous way it was. You think about Abraham's life and you see how time and time again God had shown himself faithful. And if you really look into his precious life, how wonderful. God gave Abraham faith. Wonderful faith. Even when he was faced with things and ones that he loved, and especially his precious wife Sarah. Always trying to devise, well, if God's not going to do it this way, we've got to help God with his plan. I know that that's foreign to you. God has shown you something, and why wait? Why wait? We know what he wants for us, so we'll help. Huh? Oh, and you know what a mess that kind of stuff is. Huh? Oh, yeah. That gives you things like Ishmael. Huh? Oh, yes, it does. But God even will use that for our good, won't he? Isn't that amazing? Isn't he precious? Oh, if he be for you, you can't even be against you. Oh, hallelujah. But see, God's choice, brothers and sisters, this is what it is. Again, going back to thinking about this, there's millions of choices that are going to be before us. But there's only one choice. You don't need to make this hard. God's choice is the Word of God. And I really believe, by the grace of God, we're going to be here in a few different aspects of this the next few Sundays. But I pray that it won't just be today, it won't just be next Sunday, but every moment in between and from there on out. Truly, may we be convicted of heart. Lord, I want the best choice. I want the only choice. I want the Word of God to make the decisions. But today, brothers and sisters, it's God's choice of the people. I'm talking specifically the vessels that he places in our life. And I always kind of think of this a little bit in some ways because God encourages my heart that way. You know how he speaks to me. I'm a nut just about in everything in my life. But see, every player on God's team, that's God's choice. And I want to talk to you about God's team. They're the foolish things that confound the wise. Let's go on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Now these are God's people. So that includes you. So I want you to, let's get humble. And let's enter in. And let's be thankful. Us, the family of God and who we are. And in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26. It says, for ye see your calling. Isn't that wonderful? We see it. Yes, we do. The Word. Brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Amen. Praise God. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Now think of the perceived foolishness of the world of what's going on here right now. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just precious to know how powerful the Word of God is even effectually working more and more in them that believe? There's never been a time with so much knowledge in the world, so much technology, so much know-how that what's going down right now in this place is absolute foolishness to the world. You talk about radiant faith. You talk about magnificent light and glory in ever-growing darkness. You have much to praise him for. Moses never saw anything like this. I'm not kidding you. Joshua never walked through the things, praise God, that we're walking through today. And understand it's because of that precious Holy Ghost who now, praise God, all of the, in a sense, the fetters have fallen off. And now we can peer into, yea, the deep things of God. Oh, hallelujah. Only gets better and better. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world. Ooh. I just thought it was weak. But there's base things. I love looking at the base things. Praise God. Which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, the things which are not to bring to naught, things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. So see, what we're reading here. His choice is always going to be about magnifying his son. His choice is one thing, and that is his grace. Praise God. Now, go back and praise him for all of these precious qualities about your natural life. Amen? Isn't that amazing how he turns that, all those things that you've complained about and maybe murmured about and, oh, Lord, I wish it was so different. I'm so inept to do this, and I really don't have any talent, and I don't really look really right, and I can't fit in, and all the. Well, wait a second. He chose me. And if you were any other way that maybe made it an easier way in this world, you wouldn't have found yourself right here. Now you're going to believe the word of God? Is it going to be God's choice? I don't want no redo. Don't, because I know that his way is perfect. I know his way is complete. So, brothers and sisters, see, he doesn't just choose the one-offs. He chooses the cast-offs. I'm not kidding you now. Praise be to God. And I'm talking about even the Christian cast-off. Do you know that the Apostle Paul was the chief of the Christian cast-off? I don't think any of us have just found us all by ourselves in a prison and nobody would even come to visit. What do you think? Isn't that amazing? Yes. A cast off. Oh, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. And I'll tell you what, they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes and colors, and how wonderful it is, his vessels. It's so beautiful. But every life, praise God, in this wonderful word of God that magnified him fits this description perfectly. There is no other way, brothers and sisters, but in my weakness that he is going to be made strong. Grace, that is God's choice. God's choice always going to be that. I want you to think of a few of our wonderful fathers of faith that fit this. You think about the prophet Samuel. He's a beloved prophet of the Lord. We know that. But Samuel was not necessarily embraced by all the people all the time. Even King Saul, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you why. Because God's choice, the word of God, is not always a popular thing. Matter of fact, it's seldom a popular thing. Huh? You raise kids? Need I say more? Huh? Come on now, you know what I'm saying. Well, honey, oh, Dad, you really have to. Thank the Lord. I'm telling you, texts are right from God. That email is God's choice. Send him a verse. Just send him a verse. Oh, yes, they'll read it. I pray over that. They're not going to delete that verse until they read it. Now, I start giving them a speech. Beep. Didn't get it, Dad. But the Word of God. That's their father talking then. Hallelujah. That's their Savior. They see the blood. Hallelujah. That moment. And I know, oh, it gets in there. It gets in there. The Word of God does not return void unto him. Praise Jesus. But see, it wasn't always a popular thing. He wasn't always a popular guy. I think about how when he tried to encourage Israel, remember that? They wanted to have a king set above him. He said, oh, no. Let God reign as your king. He always has. He's the one. And what did they say to him? Oh, you're too old. And look at your sons. So what are we looking at? You know, his sons were sad. But brothers and sisters, listen to this. It's another case of going by sight and not trusting God for his choice. Lord's been hitting us with this. He's going to get us in all of these different ways to really, really settle down in his word. You think about even King David, and we could talk about him. You know, why again would God use an ignorant shepherd boy? Well, once again, that no flesh would glory. See, David couldn't glory in that, well, look at me, I'm the one that should be king. He didn't even know he should be king. He had no thought of being that. That's exactly what God can use. That's why sometimes when we get so bent, and even about things of God in our life that, you know, well, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to do for the Lord, and this is what I'm going to be in God's tabernacle, and this is what I'm going to do, it can hurt you. It can really hurt you. And I've seen it over the years, brothers and sisters. You take what he gives. You let him lead. Thank the Lord for all of the godly thought, but put that exactly where it is. It's still his leading. And God's choice is by faith. And I'm going to tell you something. Faith don't feel. Faith doesn't work by this natural mind. Faith does not go by my might or my strength or anything. Faith is solely and only the Word of God. Hallelujah. How wonderful this is, and how precious the comfort is to our hearts, brothers and sisters. But see, even more so maybe than David, I was thinking about Solomon. We'll talk a little bit about him tonight. But you think about his son Solomon, the choice of his son Solomon, even over his son Absalom. You think about Absalom, naturally speaking, again, if we go back to that. He was more fit for the task. He was beautiful. He was strong in his leadership. But God's choice was Solomon. And you know what I'm talking about, Solomon. I'm talking about Solomon, the one who was conceived with the adulterous wife. You know, I'm talking about Solomon. I'm talking about the murder that was used to even wed his mama to his papa. Now, that's not sounding like good stock to me. I don't know about you. Seems like we have a lot of dysfunction going into that one. Amen? God's choice. And why again? Because there was nothing about that flesh that was going to glory. There was nothing going to be paraded around. Oh my goodness, we got this thing so pure. We got this thing so right that this is the anointed one. Think about our precious Savior came. Oh, that's the bastard one.
Isn't he wonderful? You better shut this baby off. You better shut it off. And you better let the mind of Christ reign. And how beautiful it is. But see, that was God's choice. We could go through every character in the Word of God, brothers and sisters. Gideon, the less of the least of his household, which was already the least on the left side of town in the dumps of the dump dump. And I always love how Gideon, he thought he was talking to somebody else. I just happened to be in the room. God, who are you talking to here? And I love that. Again, he wasn't even expecting or suspecting himself. There was no flesh glorying in that. And then God made the less of the least that, you know, I'm sorry, I kind of get those pictures of like Barney Fife and whatever it was. You know, the little chicken. And he made him the warrior of warriors. Appreciate how Brother McLam said the other day. When he came into this meeting, he said, you know what, I don't belong here. Oh, you're just the right one. You found your place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We go on with Rahab, the harlot, the very lineage of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How about Paul? Well, let's call him Saul at that time, the Christian killer. Now, that's the guy that's going to be my chosen vessel. We'd all be in a room. Say what? Well, that's what that fellow was saying when God told him, I'm going to send Saul to you now. What? We're going to do what? You know. Oh, hallelujah. That ever gone down in your house? I hope so. Because that's when you get tried. Ask my wife how many times I said, what? How about even our personal relationships? You think about Moses, a Gentile wife from Cush, an Ethiopian. What? Didn't go well over with his brother and sister. It didn't. Aaron, Miriam, they had a problem with that. Oh, yes, they did. They despised her. And in that same context, boy, it even turned into pretty violent stuff where it says, does God only speak to you, Moses? But she was God's choice. And you think about even King David's best friend, Jonathan. Can you imagine? His daddy was the one that hated David more than anybody. But again, God's choice. Don't figure it out. This is God's choice. The Word of God is always God's choice. His Son, His Word, and those that seek Him. That's going to be His choice. And I'm going to tell you something as we close this up. They're humble, and they're purple ones. Oh, yes. Because when you humble yourself before the Lord, you're going to get bruised. You're getting into that color for reigning together with Jesus Christ. It's okay. It's wonderful, isn't it? That's why I said, don't think it's strange, that fiery trial. Don't think it's strange, Paul, that all in Asia have forsaken you. Don't think it's strange that, you know, you find yourself, all those that used to rejoice and glory in God, and everybody was there praising hands and holding hands, and my goodness, you're standing there alone now. Don't think all that strange, honey. Don't. You've chosen me. And my choice is a contrite spirit and a broken heart. My choice are those that are going to receive grace. My choice is not the schemers. My choice is not the ones with grand plans. And my choice ain't the ones with the big voices. But my choice is the heart that is after God. Ones whose choice was not their own, but whose every choice was the Word of God. Was the Word of God. As we began, choose Him this day. Choose Him every day. Choose the Word. Praise God. Because, brothers and sisters, It's the only choice for victory. The Word is your godliness with contentment. And the Word is your peace that passes all understanding. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you again for how you just gently talk to us and how your Word is, again, so powerful. And it's in that still small voice sometimes, Lord God, that truly that everything is there. Everything is there. Everything's there that rents the rocks in twain. Everything is there that parts the sea. Everything is there, praise God, that even makes that water flow from the flinty rock. Everything is there that shuts the mouths of the lions as we're sitting in the lion's den. The still small voice. Lord, you've given us an ear to hear it. We thank the Lord that you said that your sheep hear my voice. Your sheep know my voice. And I thank the Lord that we are your sheep. Thank you, wonderful shepherd. Thank you how gently you lead. Now, Lord, let us believe you this day. You're always leading us to greener pastures. There might be times we walk through the valley of the shadow of death to get there. There might be times that we're walking through places. Now, Lord, how could this be? But, Lord, may we learn truly to be still and to know that you are God. May we truly see the faith of our father Abraham. He did not know where he was going, but he sure knew who he was going with. And in the Word of God, we have no doubt that's the only way we go with you. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for your wonderful Son. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise. Amen.